Today on Grave Stories, we dive into the recent story of possessed sheep in Mongolia that have been walking in perfect circles for 2 weeks. Let's do it. Welcome back, everyone. I'm former gravedigger Nathan Barnett from spooky old New England, now living in possibly spookier Los Angeles, and you're watching Grave Stories. Now, to start off, I'll let you know that I'm recording this on November 22nd, 2022. This story just came out a week and a half ago. There's a Twitter account named The People's Daily China, which is China's largest newspaper, and they posted a video of some sheep on a farm that blew up. The video currently has 12 million views, so a sheep herder from the farm in Mongolia shot the video of the strange behavior. There's also security footage of the sheep during the days of them doing this. In the video, we see the sheep walking in a perfect circle, and they've been doing this for 12 days straight, and it's reported that they still haven't stopped. So this isn't a typical Grave Stories episode where I'm talking about some famous ghost case or some weird paranormal occurrence that has been talked about on other channels. This probably isn't being talked about at all, but I found it very intriguing, so I figured I'll do an episode on it. So let's get into the details. Now, is this even a thing worth talking about? Is it even odd enough? I thought so, but the experts maybe don't think so. One might say it's very common for sheep to follow along like they do, hence the term being called the sheep for following along. So what's the big deal? There's a bunch of sheep walking in a circle. Isn't that what sheep normally do? Yes, but also no, and not in a perfect circle like this and for this long. The specifics of this case make it stranger and stranger the more you learn. Now, some animal experts suggest some pretty legitimate reasons as to why they might be behaving this way. But in my humble opinion, those explanations only made it creepier. Many animal experts were suggesting that the animals had what is known as listeriosis, also known as circling disease, which is a bacterial disease spread through food and animal feces. And I counted at least 100 sheep in the video at a certain moment. So there's definitely a lot of sheep in this pen. So that makes sense. There's a lot of feces, there's a lot of food. They're all walking and pooping and eating together. Very possible. So you'd think, no. It's actually not possible, because listeriosis causes death within 48 hours, and these sheep have been walking in circles for nearly 2 weeks or more. So maybe the sheep are healthy, but they're just behaving strangely. Now, another detail that makes this incredibly creepy is the fact that there are 34 pens on the farm, all filled with sheep, but the only sheep that are acting this way are the ones in pen 13. Of course, the notoriously spooky number. Now, in my research on this story, I was looking for any answers that seemed plausible or believable, and I wasn't finding anything until I found Professor Matt Bell at the Department of Agriculture at Hartbury University in Gloucester, England. He said, quote, "It looks like the sheep are in the pen for long periods, and this might lead to stereotypic behavior with a repeated circling due to frustration about being in the pen and limited. Once one starts a behavior, others quickly join in. Soon enough, the entire farm is walking in circles. But the entire farm isn't walking in circles. Just these sheep in pen 13. Why? It seems no one had an answer, but there must be an explanation. It can't be some dark powers or signs of the end of the world or aliens, can it? Well, possibly. Turns out there are some other strange things going on around the world with animals, and when animals act strange, we all know it's time to run. Researchers have attached transmitters to goats living around Mount Etna, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, located in Italy. 6 hours after the researchers had recorded unusual activity among the goats, Mount Etna erupted. Over the course of the 2-year study, scientists were able to predict 7 volcanic eruptions. Scientists in the past have also studied the behavior of toads near the Italian city of L'Aquila, which in April 2009 was the scene of a major earthquake. The analysis showed that the toads were already behaving unusually 5 days before the earthquake and had ceased their spawning activity. It's also very common knowledge that when you see a flock of birds fleeing, then you probably should too. Birds often sense tsunamis or flash floods, predators, or anything harmful before humans even notice the incoming disaster. So is the behavior of these sheep something we should be paying attention to? Could it be telling us of some incoming disaster? Now, not only are these sheep in Mongolia acting strange, but the two white rhinos in the Nairobi National Park have also been walking in circles, but counterclockwise. Now, this is particularly interesting because these are the last two white rhinos left on the entire planet. They're completely extinct, except for these last two rhinos, which are both female. About 2,000 white rhinos have been killed by poachers in the last 20 years, now leaving them basically extinct. So is the strange behavior of these two white rhinos also some signs of something to come? Being that they're the last of their species and a direct descendant of the dinosaurs, I'm willing to bet that they know more than we do. Now, there was another scientist that commented on the behavior of these sheep, Emma Doyle. She's a livestock expert at the University of New England School of Environmental and Rural Science. And she said, quote, "As soon as I looked at it, I thought, I've never seen sheep act like that. It seems a bit dodgy. It looks sort of set up where they've put something in the middle to stop them going in. They're not going to go 12 days without water and food. It's very mysterious. And at first, it looks a little hoaxy to me. If it's real, then I stand to be corrected. I wondered the same thing at first. Is this some fake viral video? But I don't think so." So Emma wondered if there was something that was keeping them to walk in that perfect circle, like there was some invisible barrier or some plate under the dirt that they didn't want to step on. But you can clearly see at multiple times the sheep walked into the center and they're standing in the middle. So they break through this invisible barrier that's keeping them walking in a circle. Not all of them are all continuously walking in the same form. So it shows you that there is nothing stopping them or preventing them from leaving the circle or continuing on. And like Emma said, they can't continually walk for 12 days without resting or eating some food, and they are doing that. You can see the animals stopping and taking breaks, leaving the circle, and then joining back in. It's really like they're being brainwashed to continue walking in the circle. In some ways, this reminds me of Mel's Hole, where the mysterious bottomless well had a sheep lowered down into it, and when they took it out, the sheep had some mysterious tumor inside of it. That's a whole other strange story that you can watch a video on the Dad Channel. So when I was researching this story, I found some other bizarre articles involving sheep, like this lamb that was born with a human's face. I'm sure there are many birth defects of animals that we never hear about, but this one was truly strange. Apparently the sheep is healthy otherwise, but is it a half human, half sheep mutant? Let's hope not. I also found another story of a sheep being born with a demon's face. This creature has a truly unique face with protruding eyes that seem blind, but the police for some reason were investigating the farm to see if there was foul play happening. I don't know what they're doing to these sheep, but I hope they're not doing anything sketchy. Now, what I'm about to say might sound silly. But then again, what's the point of this whole series? It's all ridiculous, silly stuff that seems kind of plausible. Now, I want to say alien involvement would be ridiculous, but hear me out. Have you ever heard or seen of the stories where cattle have been strangely and surgically mutilated? It's been happening for a very long time, and no one has ever found a cause to these animals' deaths. Cows will be found with no skin on their body, but the strangest part is there is no blood anywhere to be found. There's no blood in their system, no blood on the ground, no bite marks, no gunshots, no tears, no attack marks of any kind. It's as if they were mutilated and operated on with lasers that left no trace. It's incredibly bizarre and a very well-known mystery. This is something that has fascinated me for so long, and I will be covering this on one of the next episodes of Grave Stories. So could these sheep in Mongolia be suffering from mind control at the hand of the same individuals who are surgically mutilating these cows? I guess we'll never find out, because there's no more information on these strange sheep walking in perfect circles for nearly 2 weeks in Mongolia. There you have it, everybody. There are currently sheep in Mongolia walking in a zombie circle, and no one knows why. Hopefully we find out before it's too late. Thanks for watching Grave Stories. This was a unique, fun, shorter one. I thought it was kind of interesting. I figured I'd do an episode on it because I spent a good couple hours looking into this. So I figured, hey, I put so much work into it, I may as well make it an episode. So thank you for watching. Please click the bell. Please subscribe. Please like the video and comment. Do all that garbage. It really helps me out. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.